Welcome back to the Jason Brand Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. Minority Leader Mark Schessler has stepped down from the Senate. In his place, John Braun, State Senator, Republican from Centralia, who joins me on the line. Welcome to the show and congratulations on the new post.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on, and thank you for the congratulations. It's certainly a great honor to be chosen by my colleagues to lead what is, a very good leadership team and a very good caucus, and we got our work cut out for us, but we're excited to get at it.
You do have your work cut out for you. And, you know, I look at this position that the Republicans find themselves in. Obviously, right now, the state is in some trouble. We're dealing with a pandemic. At the same time, the Republicans seem to have very little leverage right now, at least, to overturn some of the mandates that a lot of folks are not happy with. So how do you approach this new legislative session?
Well, I think that you start by listening to people. I think, you know, some folks thought we would do very poorly in the last election. Why it's not satisfied not to pick up ground when the expectations we would fall further behind, and we held our own. And I think that's in large part because we're out there listening to average folks, mm-hmm. and the challenges they're having, not just with COVID, but with COVID-related problems from schooling to jobs, and we're proposing solutions and we're fighting for them.
What's something that you think you can pass with Democrat support that Inslee doesn't want passed?
Well, I think the biggest thing that Inslee's not going to be wild about, but I'm hopeful that we can build bipartisan support, is to reform the rules that govern emergency actions. You know, we've lived through 10 months of one-man rule in the state of Washington. I think there's frustration with that on both sides, and it didn't have to be partisan. I mean, we've wherever we started, we've learned a lot over the last 10 months. Let's apply that and modify the rules for the conduct of the governor during an emergency, so that we get better representation from around the state. It's not just one person making the decisions for the entire state.
Well, that's the issue. I mean, the current system as it is right now, during a pandemic or during a public health emergency, representative democracy is failing us here in Washington.
That is exactly true. I mean, there is an enormous amount of frustration around the state. And again, I don't see this as a partisan issue. They just feel like, hey, there's no reasonable way for them to get, for individuals to get their viewpoints expressed through their representatives, through their state senators. And there's a lot of frustration that goes with that. We don't need to have it this way. There is probably a place for the governor to be able to make emergency actions. There's probably not a place where it goes on for 10 months. So you've seen proposals out there that allow a proclamation for 30 days, but you can't just keep doing this without bringing the legislature back into special session and giving the folks a voice.
Well, and isn't a big issue here, and not to sort of dampen your enthusiasm of wanting to get bipartisan support on this, but I mean, you know, we live in a state in which there really is one party rule, and it certainly feels like that. Obviously, right now it is the case where, you know, Republicans don't have control of any chamber, and, you know, couldn't Jay Inslee just simply say, hey, look, don't do this. We're always going to have the governorship. You're never going to see a Republican in office here. If we give this up, you're just going to let the Republicans monkey around a little bit too much. I mean, shouldn't that be the argument that Jay Inslee makes as someone who very clearly doesn't want to give up this kind of power?
Well, it may be. I don't think it holds water. I mean, look.
It's a bad argument.
Chambers, right?
Yeah, it's a horrible argument, but he makes really bad arguments.
Yeah, I mean, why? I mean, he has no reason to somehow fear that things he doesn't like are going to happen in a legislature controlled by the Democrats. So why would he not? I mean, and frankly, you know, it's that kind of complacency or maybe arrogance that will lead to an end to Democratic rule after, you know, over three decades is when you keep refusing to listen to people, you know, average people out there trying to deal with the effects of his proclamations. I think you undermine, mm-hmm. you know, his authority individually, but also you give us an opening. If we're willing to listen, we're willing to propose and fight for common sense solutions, and that's not disregarding the tough parts of the of public health. I think there's room to do both, but you have to understand that having folks on a government salary not at all threatened by other problems with the pandemic making decisions for everybody in the state of Washington, you're going to have trouble.
Just joining us, we're talking with State Senator John Braun, Republican from Centralia, now the minority leader in the state Senate. Were you surprised at some of the results statewide? I mean, obviously, looking at Governor Jay Inslee winning re-election pretty decisively, losing a seat with Steve O'Bann's loss to Twyna Nobles, who seems certainly like she's going to be a Seattle-style progressive. Did any of that throw you?
Well, as I said earlier, I think that we were had a lot of concerns about the election. It's where you have a national election, it often favors the party that's in the same party as the president. So we knew that it'd be a challenge. We knew that President Trump's numbers in Washington weren't great last time, and that we'd have our work cut out for us. We also knew that the 28th with Steve O'Bann was a very difficult district, and Steve has been a great member of our caucus. It's been a pleasure to serve with him, and he is a great campaigner, and he's an excellent representative of his district. And I don't think that Twyna Nobles will be, frankly. I think she'll govern from a Seattle perspective. I think that's very obvious, which is unfortunate. So, yeah, we fought that hard. We came up just barely short, and I think that's going to be disappointing for the members of the constituents in the 28th long term. How about we also picked up a seat. We took out a sitting senator and representative, or Senator Tacko, in the 19th, and we turned the whole 19th red, first time in decades. So that's, I think, pretty impressive given what we were working on. So while breaking even might not be satisfying, given the stuff that was stacked against us, I think it's pretty good, and it sets us up for a legitimate fight for a majority in 2022.
Yeah, able to hang on also to Senator Mazzal's seat as well, and yes. I know the Democrats wanted to take that over, and they saw that as a vulnerable position. Your colleague, Senator Doug Erickson from Ferndale, is raising some alarms over the potential move, and it seems like it's inevitable that the session is going to be done remotely, which would, in theory, cut down on the amount of pressure that the constituents could have on the state legislature. When folks show up, like the hairdressers did last year en masse, that was actually meaningful, and it changed minds. Do you have concerns over a scenario like that playing out, where we're just not going to be able to have a say?
Yeah, I share Doug's concerns, absolutely, and I'm glad you brought up the great example of the hairdresser bill, and their mobilization and showing up in Olympia was probably the best day I've ever experienced in the legislature. Really amazing to see, representative government in action, real people showing up and expressing their concerns with proposed legislation, and I have a lot of worry that we're not going to get the transparency, the access to members, the public review and public scrutiny of proposed legislation, and we've fought this pretty hard to push for more and more in-person access, and you can do that, if you can do that safely. We're not trying to disregard safety concerns, but you can do it. Yeah. And we get nothing but pushback from the majority. Now they have agreed to a few things, so we're making a little bit of progress there, but we got to keep pressure on, and more importantly, if they come in and we do a bunch of good government bills that help get us through the pandemic and keep the budget in order, well, maybe that's okay. But if they want to roll out a bunch of really controversial stuff and then limit access to government, that's just wrong, and we shouldn't tolerate that.
We shouldn't, and part of this is going to be on you and I to shine spotlights when this happens and sound the alarms and get folks who are listening right now to get more activated as we head into this legislative session, which starts in just a few weeks. We've been talking with the brand new, newly appointed Senator John Braun as minority leader in the Senate, Republican from Centralia. Thank you so much for stopping by, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being on.
Absolutely.